Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. That's right, I'm the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed California attorney. You talk about a bar. Boy, that California bar is pretty hard, but I passed it. Anyway, we're live in the studio right now.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
In downtown Oakland, California. And it's beautiful out there this morning. It's going to be an amazing weekend. A little chilly, but still clear and fresh. It's one of those Bay Area mornings that you're just so happy to be here, as I am. So if you have a question, maybe something happened this week. Maybe you got a legal issue. Maybe your family's fighting over a piece of property. Any of those kind of things, you can call me right now and get some advice. I'll do my best to help you out. 888-588-5818. Again, got an operator standing by. 888-588-5818. Or you can always tweet me a question. Maybe something happens during the week and you want to know what the Sandman would do. You can always tweet me at PYA Radio. That stands for Protect Your Assets. PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Do you ever wonder if you're saving enough for retirement? Will you have more than enough money to last the rest of your life? Will you bounce that last paycheck? So if you think about things like that, you got to wonder, well, how much should I really be saving right now? How much do I need? You don't want to leave something like this to chance. You can make a small tweak here, a little small change there, and this can mean a really big difference, particularly for people who could be retiring in the next few years. If you don't do it right, you could have to stick with it and work more than you want to. So today we're going to go through some things you should know about this issue. And this will all be coming up next as I'm going to answer this critical question. I hear this a lot. Am I saving enough? This is one episode you really don't want to miss out on. So I'm going to get into some really good tips for you today. Now, let's get started. This was another interesting week. And in fact, we saw the bond market sell off. And the bond market's been pretty cozy and comfortable for a while. But not this week. In fact, Tuesday, we had the 10-year Treasury finally touch the 3% level. And everyone's been talking about that like it was gloom and doom, and certainly the bond market started to sell off because of that. This is the first time the 10-year hit 3% since 2014, and the Dow that day didn't like it at all. It was Tuesday. It went down 424 points. Again, another big day on the downswing, and we keep seeing these sort of things. And the bond market, you know, had a tough day as well. So people start talking, they start saying, well, is this peak earnings? Are we seeing the best of the companies right now? All the reporting, it's really good. We've all seen great earnings this week, but is this it? You know, is this the end of the cycle? And so what happened Tuesday as well was Caterpillar. Caterpillar said this was the best earnings they've seen for some time. And that they felt that despite their huge earnings, that this was pretty much it as far as, you know, those sort of numbers. So the market didn't particularly like that and said, wow, that's a warning sign that we should be a little more tentative about all this enthusiasm that's been building up. Now, you add to that the rising wage costs and inflation, And so people are saying, well, that's going to put a squeeze on profits as we wind through this season. And you had the consumer staple stocks hitting all-time lows. So for the week, the Dow was off 151 points. That was clearly the big loser for the week. S&P 500 down 0.23%, not a big deal. And the NASDAQ was off 0.37%. Again, not a big deal. And this was partly driven by some good news from the tech stocks that have been kind of languishing. We had Amazon. You've probably all heard the big news about Amazon. They had amazing profits. In fact, their profits doubled. I mean, that's incredible. And their revenues just continue to accelerate. The stock just for the week was up 3.6%. It hit an all-time high. And people immediately said, well, they're starting to raise the price of Prime, those greedy. Anyway, up 20% or something. Did you know they didn't raise it for students? Anyway, that's a good deal. But you know what? I'm going to pay $20 more for my Prime. I like it. So I'm sure everyone's saying the same thing. They got us hooked. That's what's happening there. Anyway, there was some good news there, and then also some real good news with the economy. The economy first quarter rose 2.3%. And people started asking, well, are you worried? Is this time for a recession? Should we be getting out of the stock market right now? And I dug into my little bag of tricks yesterday and met with Dr. Stephen Lee, and we talked about this issue, and he put together his economic outlook. He is an economist. And anyway, he says there's no recession coming. And let me explain to you his reasoning. We go back and we look at charts. And so we were looking at 1968. And in 1968, what he uses is he uses the 10-year treasury minus the one-year treasury to see what the yield is. And if the yields get closer or negative, then he says that's going to be a recession. So he graphed this out for me. We're looking at 1968, it looks like, and there was a false warning. But then 1970, there was a recession. You had one in 75, 80, 1999, as we all know, through 2000. And then, of course, 2007. We all remember 2007, 2008, where we had the big sell-off. So or 8 and 9, actually, right? So these were what was going on. And then he was showing me currently where we are. And you could see that, sure, the direction is going down. But overall, we're still not there yet. So he was saying, hey, there's no recession warning yet. And the other thing he showed me was something called this inversion aversion. This is kind of interesting. You look at the S&P 500 12-month performance. And you look at the spread between the 2-year and the 10-year treasury yield to see what the yield is for the 10-year treasury minus the 2-year yield at the beginning of 12-month period. And you compare this to stock prices for the S&P 500. And this sort of spread typically produces a certain result in the stock market. So The 0 to 0.49% spread, which is where we are right now. Get this. This is kind of cool. 13% return is the average for the S&P 500 when you talk about this particular segment in time. Dr. Lee says that we're looking pretty good right now for equity returns this year. And so, you know what? I'm going to keep my foot on the pedal. Like Mr. Hagar, we can't drive 55. Anyway, that's the word. The optimism among small business owners is still pretty strong. And with all this regulation lightening, should take that collar, if you will, the stranglehold that the government's been having on all of us, right? Gosh, I feel like stretching and just saying, hoo-ha. Anyway, all right, let's move on. So the economy is looking pretty good. I think that overall you should be excited about this. And that led me to one story that happened this week I wanted to share with you. It's about healthcare. And some couples were asking me this week about how much they should expect to spend on healthcare in retirement. So we had some new survey numbers that came out this week. The amount of money you need to cover your healthcare in retirement for a 65-year-old couple here in 2018, get this, is $280,000. $280,000 is what you're going to need to cover your health care costs in retirement. And this includes your Medicare, because you're going to get Medicare Part A, just because if you worked and you accumulated credit and you file for it on time. But you're going to have to get your supplements. You're going to have to pay for prescriptions and all that. Now, note, this does not include long-term care. Long-term care is an additional expense on top of that that could be expensive. So a lot of people have been coming in lately and asking us, do they have to worry about that and how should they fund that? In fact, we had a couple in here yesterday. That was one of their questions. And we had to figure out first, how are they going to pay for their retirement? Because they're running around with a couple houses and he's making a good living, but they're spending too much. It was just that simple. So we had to talk about debt. We had to talk about their budget, and they got about 10 years to go. So that's great. They can get them back on the right track, get them thinking about what they're spending. And then if they can afford long-term care, then we can look at that maybe in a few years once they get behind the eight ball, if you will. So these are kind of things that I just thought maybe you'd like to share with you this morning. Could be helpful. Next week, what are we going to see next week? Next week's a pretty big week. You're going to see earnings from Apple. This will be Tuesday, and that could be a mover. You know, we've been talking about this. Apple, I'm expecting them to miss their earnings. I don't think it's going to be what everybody's thought. I love my new iPhone, I got to say, but I know it's really a big deal around here. I was a Samsung guy forever, and I switched, and I like it. So anyway, I don't think the earnings are going to be that great as far as everybody's saying. So Tuesday could be a surprise for that stock, so just be on the lookout for that. I don't think the Fed is going to hike rates on Wednesday. They're gonna get together and talk about it, and we'll see them come out on Wednesday. But I don't think they're going to hike Wednesday. I think that the hike's going to happen in June. For those of you playing the interest rate game, I think June's likely in September. It's at least what I think, because I think we have two more this year. Other companies that you should watch this week, if you own them, Tesla. They've been under a lot of pressure lately. You know that stock's been all over the place, so pay attention to that. Dow, DuPont. Also, Berkshire Hathaway. It's another interesting one that a lot of people own. So you're going to see all their earnings this week. Obviously, some other companies, but those are some ones to watch. And then Friday, the big jobs number. Remember, that's the thing last time that sent the market into a tizzy. So hopefully that jobs number will be reasonable again and in line and no inflation worries and all that kind of stuff. So Friday could be a big day. And make sure you mark your calendars for that. Now, when we come back, you're going to want to listen to this. I'm going to answer this question. Are you saving enough in retirement? You're going to be fascinated to find out the things you need to know before you even answer that question. There's a whole list that we're going to go through. So you're going to want to grab a pencil and piece of paper and write down some of the things I'm talking about. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Follow David on Twitter and tweet him a question. Just go to @PYARadio. That's @PYARadio. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Now, if you're just joining us this morning on Protect Your Assets, we're discussing one very common question that I just get all the time. So here's what it is. How much should I be saving for retirement? Now, this is a great question. A lot of people just want to jump into it and want the number. We're not going to do that, even though Prince got us all excited there. You need to consider a couple different things. And first, a lot of people don't think about this, and I get this question every now and then, but I want you to think about this morning. How much have you socked away in case of an emergency? Do you have an emergency fund? Well, if you don't, then let's start with this. What's the rule for how much you should have in your emergency fund? It should be 3 to 6 months of your essential expenses. And you want to keep these in some kind of a combination. Don't just have it in a savings account earning 0.05. I saw that this week. $750,000 earning nothing. Why do you do that? Look for high-yield savings accounts or short-term CDs. They're paying some better interest now. All right? So just check that out. Especially if you have a lot of cash. You should not have that kind of cash sitting in the bank. An essential expense for me would be something like this. My family's health insurance. That's certainly essential. Or paying my mortgage. Those sort of things are important. Because if I don't do it, I'm going to be out in the street. And that's not good. So that's how that goes. Now, there's six costs that you should focus on when you think about this. Housing, transportation, and I'm just talking transportation, nothing too fancy. Food, your health care, your utilities, and of course, any debt. Because if you get behind on your debt, that can also make them come take things away. So these are things that you want to write down and think about. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Federal Reserve, depending on your age, you should be thinking about these things. So get ready. If you are 30, then this is the deal. Households led by someone between the ages of 25 and 34, I'm talking about a married couple here now, the couple's earning an average of $66,470 a year. Now, if you take the wisdom we're talking about this morning, this household has one child, and they should have this amount of money in their emergency fund. If they spend a monthly average of $1,550 on housing, $758 on transportation, $575 on food, $242 on healthcare, and $275 on utilities, and I'll give you another $56 for your credit card, then that amounts to $3,456. That sound familiar? I have the guy on the other side of the iPad here looking at me with his blank stare. Multiply that by 3 to 6 months, and you've got your emergency fund. So let me make it simple for you. Your retirement savings goal should be this, $66,470. Write that down, young man. Your emergency savings goal for this year is this much, $10,368 to $20,736. So those are your goals for this age 30, all right? Now, once you hit 40, so you have about 10 years there to accumulate this, here's what happens when you get to 40. If you're between 35 and 44, you earn an average income of $92,576. Now, again, using my math and all the sort of things, the retirement savings goal for this family should be, get this, $277,728. That'd be in your retirement accounts, of course. Your emergency savings fund would be $12,900 to $25,800. Now, what happens when you get to 50? Now, I'm 50 now. 5-0, just turned it last week. For all of you, always ask me, how old are you? I'm 50. Well, this is the time I'm hitting my peak earnings, according to this survey. And according to them, I'm going to spend more. I'm going to spend more than I ever did before. That's because my kids are going to college. And boy, I'm feeling that one. Whew. So if you're between the ages of 45 and 54, according to this, we're earning an average of $99,423. And yes, the experts are saying we're stressed out, and that's probably true because I am feeling more stressed. In fact, I had a really stressful dream last night. My wife woke me up during the middle and said, "Wake up!" And I'm glad she did because I don't want to go down that road. Anyway, this is what the number is for that. For savings, this seems daunting, $596,538. That's the goal. By the time I'm 54, it should be $596,538 in a savings retirement account, earning something, hopefully. And on my emergency savings account, the balance should be $13,161 to $26,322. All right, so those are two goals for you. If you're 50, you got about 4 more years to go. Try and get it up to that. Remember, you got compound interest happening on your retirement account, and that's good. Now, what if you're 60? What if you're 60? This is the time you should be getting close to your retirement goal. So you've probably moved on from hopefully the most stressful part of your career. And now you're voluntarily or not, maybe got laid off. Now you're preparing for the last third, think about in terms of years, of your life. And so if you're between the ages of 55 to 64, you're earning an average yearly income right now of $80,474. And you're going to want to have saved at least 8 times that for retirement. So thankfully, you need less in your savings account because you're spending less now on your housing because that mortgage is probably pretty close to being paid off. And now your monthly spending is about $3,867. So your retirement savings goal at this point for your retirement account would be $643,792. And the emergency account, that's $11,600 to $23,200. So I get this question all the time, so I'll repeat the numbers again. For your retirement account balance, you want about $645,000, say, and in your emergency account. This is the money you leave at the bank. And again, I recommend a higher yield savings or some sort of a CD. That should be between $11,600 to $23,000. Don't have more than that in those savings accounts, which I know a lot of people do right now. So I know what a lot of you are thinking right now. These numbers seem impossible. Maybe they're just even unrealistic. And if you do the math on what you're spending, maybe your number's a lot bigger. So by the time you hit 60, you're expected to have retirement savings 30 times greater than your emergency fund. How is that going to happen? Remember, your retirement savings has some advantages. The contributions you make are not taxed, and you might also get free matching money from your employer. So go ahead and ask them if you have that possibility right now. The money itself takes advantage of compound interest, which can make a big difference, especially over some time. Even if it's 4 or 5 years, it can make a big difference. Try and save 10 to 15% of each one of your paychecks, including any match you might get, and this could help a great deal. Now, your emergency savings, meanwhile, is after-tax money that earns barely any interest at all. So that's why, again, look at those high-yield savings or CDs options. Now, another thing to consider, especially if you're starting to raise a family, kids cost, this blew me away, kids cost $275,000 to raise, and that doesn't include college. Roofs, family and friends need help, hips break, and layoffs happen. Your emergency fund needs to weather all that. So set up automatic contributions to your savings accounts. You'll probably not even notice the money's missing every 2 weeks. And don't refinance and pull that equity out and do something foolish with it. Do you consider yourself to be open-minded? Well, you know, maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about your plan, that there's no need for any changes. And let's face it, nothing bad's happened that warrants you to make any changes yet. Jack Welch said it best, change before you have to. Think about that. Change before you have to. Do you consider yourself open-minded? Then why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after a car crash. It's not going to help. You have to put it on before you put the car in drive. Our research shows that the market is going to continue to be more volatile, and that the future could bring on some kind of a recession at some point in the future. I'm not seeing it right now, but some point in the future, it's going to happen. So if you're not positioned correctly, everything you've saved could be wiped out, could be lost, a big portion of it. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team who looks at these kind of situations every day. In our team, we have over 100 years of experience. In our office, we have a CPA, 4 estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors who work as a group to help you understand what you're facing. We can help you when the proverbial hits the fan. Get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even in that bank account earning nothing, go ahead and pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets review with my team for absolutely no charge, but you must be one of the first 10 callers right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. That number is 866-776-8328. We are local, and we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and financial advisors in one office sitting here ready to help you. 866-776-8328. Get the answers you've been looking for. Give this number a call. 866-PROTECT. That's 866-776-8328. Call now. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, are you saving enough for retirement? This turns out to be a multi-layered question because you have to answer three or four very important questions first. Remember, have your pen and paper handy for this segment because you're going to want to write these things down. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. I'm also known as the Sandman around here because I help my listeners sleep well at night while answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And this past week, we had a lot of the same question. And people were asking me, they have saved enough for retirement. And are they going to have enough to last their lifetime as they start to draw down on their nest egg? And so, one thing you don't want to do is leave this to chance. A small tweak here, a change there, could make a big difference between retiring a couple years early, which we had someone this week who could do that, or, as I mentioned yesterday, we had a couple in here who's actually doing quite well on two pieces of property, making a very good living, but they're going to have to work a few more years. And that's why today we're helping you answer the critical question, am I saving enough? In the last segment, we got into some numbers you should consider before you even answer this question. And so if you missed that, you can always go back and listen to the podcast at libertygroupllc.com. And I've heard this, that you need to replace 70 to 80% of your income when you retire comfortably. Is that true? Well, I'll just say this. Generic advice is just that. It's generic. For most people that I talk to, they want to have a robust and lively retirement. They want to go to those festivals and see their grandkids and travel. And they may need more than 100% of their income in retirement. Well, some are perfectly happy to cut costs and downsize and not spend what they spend in the rat race. And so they recover and require less income. We see the extremes all the time. But I found a host of some questions that you have to answer first before you determine how much of your income you need to replace during retirement. So you may want to write these down. These are just some philosophical things that have come up over the years that I thought I'd share with you this morning. First is this one. How much will you be spending to maintain your lifestyle when you retire? I think it's a myth that retirees are going to cut back dramatically when they retire. That's just at least been my experience. You're going to want to travel. You're going to want to eat out to visit. In fact, there's another guy this week. I have all these, you know, this is what's so fun about this business. I see all these people with different stories. And this past week, a gentleman said to me, just out of nowhere, he said, I like to eat out a lot, particularly when I retire. I'm not going to sit at home. And he was quite excited by the fact that now that he wasn't working anymore, he could go to all these local restaurants around here in Oakland. Oakland's really popping right now. But anyway, he wanted to just about be out every single night. And he already had a budget figured out how much he was spending at each of these new restaurants around here. And I thought that was great. So people want to travel. They want to eat out more. They want to visit friends, see their family in different states. So you might even take up a new hobby. And I have another client I'm thinking about who took one up and it's expensive. In fact, it's quite expensive. And he likes to do it every week. So the fact is, that's up to him, but he's got to pay for it. So come up with some spending numbers that reflect a typical year for you. You sit down, use your computer or do it old school like I do with a piece of paper and a pen. Nothing wrong with that. Even a pencil, because you can erase it and rewrite what you're thinking about. But you got to work on that. And don't forget about out of pocket expenses. Like what? Well, like Medigap. In fact, when you retire, one of your biggest expenses is going to be healthcare. At the opening of the show, we talked about that for a married couple, 65. Numbers just came out. $280,000 is what you're looking at. So if you have Medicare, which you get when you're 65, you're going to apply for what's called the Medigap insurance, which will cover all your hospitalization and doctor's visits and things that Medicare A doesn't cover. And this is paid for usually from some sort of insurance plan that you pick up. And that's going to cost you some money. Don't forget about your taxes, of course, because you still will be paying taxes on withdrawals from, say, retirement accounts on your property. And of course, you have housing costs, even if you're renting. Now, if you're downsizing and you're going to want to downsize possibly, then look at all the new numbers that you could be facing, like rents, like your health care, like the food costs. These are some things that you want to get a handle on right away. Now, what else do you need to think about? How much money are you going to need to withdraw from your nest egg? This is something that seems foreign because to this point you've been saving. You've just been putting it away, socking it away, not really thinking about taking it out. But when you flip, and I encourage people to think about this. This is a transition. This is no longer saving for retirement. You're now actually in retirement and your world has changed in that now you're living off of your savings. There's no more paycheck every 2 weeks. So this is a different situation. You need to really understand how much are you going to be withdrawing from that nest egg to cover that gap between Social Security and what your costs are. Because Social Security will probably not cover, that's right, will not cover your all of your expenses. It's just not likely. In fact, I'm seeing that quite a bit. So you're going to have to make up that gap. Do you have a defined benefit pension plan? How much will you need to withdraw from your 401k or IRA to maintain your lifestyle? How much more can you save right now before you retire? These are all very good questions. And most of all, you need to know how long your money is going to last, given your budget, the rate of return you're earning on that, and your amount that you have in your savings. The idea is to make your money last, of course, as long as you do. So ask yourself this question. What's the big picture? Think about it like this way. Life is a dynamic river. You may come into an inheritance. Your kids may be at home longer than you expect. You may want to go back to work, or you may even want to get a divorce. I've seen that happen. So all of these life changes will alter your retirement schedule. So be flexible. Most of all, don't be locked into one fixed plan or retirement goal. You really need several scenarios on the table. And as your life goes through different phases, you'll be able to reset your goal. So the flexibility and the ability to pivot and see different scenarios will really mean a lot to you. Now, you may be saying right now, how do I do this? How do I get these sort of questions answered where I can look at different scenarios all at the same time and see what happens? And you may be wondering what kind of moves, if any, you should be making right now to preserve and protect all these gains you've made the last few years. Don't forget, even though this has been somewhat of a languid market this year, the fact is that we were sitting at a pretty good level when it comes to returns for the last few years. So think about protecting that and using that in a positive fashion for your retirement. And I know it seems complicated if you don't do this every day. So you want to make sure that you're talking to qualified, knowledgeable professionals who can advise you on what kind of moves you should be making right now. That's why it could make a lot of sense for you to sit down and meet with someone on my team here at the Liberty Group. We look at these sort of decisions and situations every single day. And on my team, in our office here, we have a CPA, we have 4 estate planning attorneys, and we have 15 financial advisors who work together as a team to help you through making decisions like these. We can help you get in front of these problems, create different scenarios and different solutions that you can compare back to back using our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You can actually get in there and you can see, well, what if I moved to Reno? We met with a couple this week. Just by moving to Reno, they saved over $2 million. Get that, $2 million in taxes on earnings and distributions just by moving to Nevada. This is something they already own a place up there. So they're considering that. We can help you get in front of these types of situations. You're going to learn what precise steps you can take right now to make sure you're on the right track to retire the way you've always dreamed of. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, you can add them all up together. Even if you have savings in the bank or under the mattress, it all works. Just add it up together. Pick up the phone right now, and I have a team of people sitting by right now. They want something to do. So if you're one of the first 10 callers this morning, go ahead and you can get this Protect Your Assets Life Plan. It will be created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. That number is 866-776-8328. We are local, and we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and financial advisors in one office sitting here ready to help you. 866-776-8328. Get the answers you've been looking for. Give this number a call. 866-PROTECT. That's 866-776-8328. Call now. Want to learn how to come at paying for your retirement from a different angle? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Today we've been talking about the question, are you saving enough? And one of the best ways to find out about your situation is to come to one of our workshops. We do them all over the Bay Area, and backed by popular demand, people have been asking me to come back, so I'm going to do it May the 10th. I'll be in Santa Clara at Piotti's, and they have really good food there. It's a great location. It's right there near the 49ers Park, and we're going to be talking about football after this show today. So anyway, if you want to come out and see the retiring in Trump's America, that's what we talk about specifically. We answer all kinds of questions. It's a great format. People get a lot of great information out. It's absolutely no cost. How you can find out about it is you can go to the website, libertygroupllc.com. You click on the workshops tab and you can register right there for the event. I want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jerry Romani. Happy birthday, buddy. Dr. Neil White. Hope you guys have a fantastic birthday. And today we've been helping you answer the critical question, am I saving enough for retirement? Do you ever wonder if you're saving enough for retirement? Will you have more than you need to last the rest of your life? Don't leave this to chance. A small tweak here, a small change there can really make a big difference between retiring when you want to or having to stick it out a few more years, which you may not want to do. The right plan can help you retire on time, even early instead of late. Retiring is a big deal, and it isn't something you want to get wrong. So let's approach the question, am I saving enough, from a different angle that maybe you haven't even considered. Do you have life insurance? Well, if you do, then you may have something there that could create tax-free. That's right. My second type of favorite income. My first is free. My second's tax-free. And you can create tax-free income in retirement if you have a properly structured life insurance policy. Now, you may not know what I'm talking about. This all starts very simply. Do you have life insurance? Yes or no? If you answer yes to that question, then you may be sitting on an asset that could generate for you tax-free income and you don't even know about it. Now, I've created this episode of Protect Your Assets especially for you because at the Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating all of their investments into income. And tax planning is critical when you start to talk about how you're going to access your income in retirement because you're going to be paying taxes for the rest of your life. So if you can figure out a way to make that tax free, you can now use the tax code to your advantage to pick up an extra 10, 20, 30% more income. And that's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency, in my opinion, is the best kind of plan. Do you want an average plan or you want the best plan? With the massive new tax law changes that have just happened, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. And that's why we recommend that you get proactive on that. Think about it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in just for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how this could impact you when you get ready to retire. So you can take advantage of all the new changes that are in this 500 plus page tax code. And if your advisor didn't talk to you about it just now when you were in there or doesn't understand your situation intimately, then how can you be having a tax-efficient strategy right now? How can your new plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities that are out there right now? I can tell you, as someone who does this every day, you cannot have an investment strategy that is tax-efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your situation every year. It's like a radiologist not looking at an X-ray or CAT scan and saying, oh, the fracture's right there. How do they know? This is complicated. And you need a team of experts working on your side. In our office, we have a CPA. We have four estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who work together as a group to help you. The way I see it, there's two types of taxpayers, informed and the uninformed. Who do you think pays more taxes? We want to help you take advantage of this. Get informed. If you have saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, other type of savings account, then here's what you can do right now. Pick up the phone for the first 10 callers. You can have your very own. This is designed for you. Your own Protect Your Assets life plan that will look at this for no charge. Call this number. 866-PROTECT. That number is 866-776-8328. We are local and we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and financial advisors in one office sitting here ready to help you. 866-776-8328. Get the answers you've been looking for. Give this number a call. 866-PROTECT. That's 866-776-8328. Call now. Pick up the phone and you can talk to a member of my team. I can see him out the window right now. Give him something to do. They're just sitting there. Call him right now. 866-PROTECT. That number is 866-776-8328. 866-776-8328. Get the answers you've been looking for. Give this number a call. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. hope you enjoyed the show. And more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.